And our guest for the final hour of the programme is Rory Kennedy, a Letterkenny man, who of course is a huge success on the motorsport front. Rory, you're welcome to the studio, Rory.
Thanks, Ash.
Well, Rory, I suppose we'll start motorsport with the rallying section and those guys that took titles in 2019. And there's been a couple of them. Brookless driver JP Shovlin and Emmett Breslin won the Dunlop Mark II Challenge Trophy section of the National Rally Championship after finishing 10th overall at the Galway Summer Rally. They were consistent through the year to take that. And another pairing that was consistent was Pedigo man Kevin Eaves in the Toyota Corolla and Chris Smellie. They won the Rally.ie award, which is the top two-wheel drive within the eight-round national series. And another Donegal crew, David Kelly and Kenny Bustard, can't forget about them in that Toyota Starlet. They won the junior class 16A within the series as well. So they had to put in the performances through the year, Rory. It's not just a one-off event. You have to compete in so many events to pick up the points, and fair play to those guys, they done it.
Oh, absolutely. Ossian, they shouldn't be underestimated what they've achieved there. Like, those titles aren't just one-off events. Like, it's eight events spread out through the whole country. And, you know, to be champion of anything, you know, you've got to be, you know, the best all year, and you've got to be consistent and score consistently. And JP Shovlin and Emmett Brosnan had a great year in their Mark II, as had Kevin Eaves and Chris Smellie and David Kelly and Kenny Bustard as well. Like, and it's great to see the Donegal boys competing at that level and retaining, you know, retaining titles at that level.
Yeah, it was an interesting tarmac series because we had Craig Breen and Paul Nagle here this year.
Well, in the Premier League, if you like, we had the Irish Tarmac Championship. Yeah. We were very very encouraged. Only that Craig Breen had a sort of year out from the WRC, and he decided to put his efforts into the Irish Tarmac Championship, and himself and Paul Nagle teamed up to do that. And surprising, they won the first four events, and I won't say totally unchallenged, because they were challenged and pushed all the way with the likes of Alistair Fisher and Callum Devine and Josh and Sam Moffat. So it was a very, very competitive season, and really it was dominated by Craig Breen and Paul Nagle. But nevertheless, the gap between some of their wins was very small. Yeah. So it's testimony to the other drivers as well how well they competed.
Yeah, just on the WRC front, Chris Meeks, a man from County Tyrone that spends a lot of time in Donegal. He doesn't have a seat for next year, but at times through the season, he showed that he still has the quality at world level in that Toyota.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Actually, yeah. Like, I'm a huge fan of Chris Meek, as you know, and what Chris achieved, even with a Citroen back, he won four rallies, I think, with them, you know, and a car which, if you like, didn't perform or has proved that it wasn't at its best throughout the past couple of seasons. So it seems now Chris...
And one of them ones was Finland.
Almost Finland, but, yeah. Which is the spiritual home of motorsport or rally sport for any rally enthusiast. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely the home. I've been fortunate enough to do the rally two times there, and it's an incredible experience. But Chris now is sort of bid farewell now to the WRC, so he's looking at other challenges, which I think will become more apparent in the next couple of months.
Like. Yeah, we wait to see what they will be. Well, listen. Rallying in Donegal endured its most difficult year, and one which will not be forgotten, because on Sunday the 23rd of June, the three-time Donegal International winning driver Manus Kelly lost his life in an incident on the Fannad stage when his Hyundai left the road. And Rory, that's a day that we will never ever forget.
No, that was you're absolutely right, Osh. We'll never ever forget it. Devastating accident, which unfortunately Manus lost his life on. And, you know, for the rally world, even then and since then, we've all still been dealing with this and coming to terms and trying to recover from it. And, you know, a lot has been said, and I don't know where you would start about Manus, like, over the past 6 months. Like, there's lots of tributes paid to Manus and so on. But, you know, personally, I was his co-driver for three events this year. Which I would say I was very lucky to be as a co-driver. We enjoyed three very good events and were very competitive in each of the events. We didn't quite win, but Manus was this year was building up in the R5 category, his first year in that category, and he was building up from Galway, West Cork, Circuit of Ireland, and so on, and had been progressing very well. And in Donegal, I think he was in second place in the category going into Sunday.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, the accident happened, and really, he never got to, you know, achieve his potential of what he was capable of doing in that car.
This year was probably his most the year in which he had to learn the most in a rally car, because it was a total change for him.
Well, really, if you look at Manus's progression in rally sport, and all, he started very modestly and came up through all the different ranks. Till he finally got an opportunity. Well, he won the National in 2015 in the Mark II Escort. And not only did he win it, actually, but he smashed it. Like, he won it really well. And fair play, it was a fantastic achievement for him then. And his next of his progression was to the International, to try and win the International outright. And, you know, history speaks for itself. Over the next 3 years, he did that. And even his first, I think we spoke about this recently, his first victory in Donegal, when he won on the very last stage, myself and yourself and maybe 500 other people were standing at the end of the stage in Fannet Head when he came off the stage to be declared the winner by half a second. Like, and we, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Oisin, that was one of the great Donegal sporting moments that particular day. You know, the joy, the celebration of the achievement was clear to be seen. And, you know, that's my vivid memory of Manus. And Eamon Donal, you know, winning on that particular day was an incredible achievement.
Yeah, that was a fantastic occasion, so it was. And but then the question was asked then of Manus, can he do it again? And him and Donal, can't forget about Donal, the two of them were done and they stuck at it again and they bounced back with 2-1s then again.
Well, I think a second one was even more remarkable when you think about it, because we were there as well, racing him all the way. You know, we were no match for him on 2017. Nevertheless, him and Donnie Kelly punched out every single stage, and Declan Boyle was right there as well. Or sorry, Declan wasn't in that one, but they punched out every stage all the way, him and Donnie, at the very last stage, or second last stage when Donnie went off the road. But nevertheless, that was an incredible one to win it for the second time, and the third time, I don't know where it was going to end for him.
He seemed the most comfortable in the car in the third time.
Very comfortable and very relaxed, and in a very good car, and obviously if you want to win events like that, you need a very good team behind him, and he had all those attributes. And, you know, success comes generally when you put all them in place and roll it out. Like.
Yeah. The unfortunate side, I suppose, of life in sport is when somebody who's achieved so much passes on, that their achievements are only given the proper honour after that. How would you sum up him as a rally driver, Rory?
Well, it seems like everything Manus went to do, he got everything in the right, he got all his ducks in a row, and he put them all in place, and he did everything, he put everything in place to make it possible to win. And, you know, he had the few events that he and I did this year. I was impressed with the team and the way they went about. Nothing was left to chance. Everything was done, like quite a lot of professional teams that I've been involved with in the past. So Manus had that attitude towards it. And, you know, I think if he could have gotten that result this week, like there's no, like I'm pretty sure Manus could have went on to become, you know, an unbelievable driver, really, in the history of Irish rallying.
Yeah, we may never see three in a row again, outright
once. Well, we may never see it, you know, but...
There's only five people done it.
Well, exactly, in the history of the event, you know. But, you know, it's as time, you know, the progression of time, you know, something, you know, sooner or later, I'm sure we'll see something like this again. Like.
Okay, I'm going to bring Jeremy Doherty in, because after Manus won the 2006 International, he was our special guest in here, because he also won a championship with Glensfully that year too, so he did. He was a man that it wasn't just about rallying, there was other things there too, Jeremy, so there was.
You know, I'm sitting listening to Rory, and Rory's a bit like that as well, Oisin. You know, Manus was sitting beside us here in studio that day, and what came across that day was his warmth, his friendliness, but he's a very humble person as well. And he had an interest and a passion for more than just rallying, because when we were sitting off air, he talked about Finn Harps, he talked about athletics, and he had a knowledge and a love for it as well. And the GAA, as you mentioned, and it's funny, you know, I was out over Christmas and I was speaking to a member of the Glensfully GAA club, and we were talking football and we were talking all sorts. But one of the things he remarked on was it's been a bad year for the Glen, you know. And he was just talking about Manus. That was his way of saying about Manus. And it was only then that it struck me how many people have been touched by Manus over the years. You know, he's his life, he made a massive impact, and it's all positive, Oisin. And you know, just my heart goes out to everybody. I met his mum and dad recently, you know, and they're still getting over his loss. They might never get over the loss of their son. He's left behind a wife and family as well, and the rally community, and it's a special family. There's a unique bond among the people involved in that sport, and it's only to be admired.
A huge blow, just not for rallying, but for the county. He was involved in politics as well in 2019.
Yeah, just a month earlier, he'd been elected onto the Donegal County Council, and, you know, apparently, you know, in his short time, his short political career, you know, you could see why he was going to go on and have a great career representing people, very obliging in every way. And as Dermot said there, I think in the aftermath of the tragedy, you could really see how the whole rally family came together. I mean, there was such an outpouring of grief and togetherness of people involved to help his family afterwards. And just while I'm on also, I suppose, just we mentioned earlier there, David Kelly and Kenny Bustard, and just worth pointing out, David Kelly nominated for that Billy Coleman Young Drivers Award this year, which obviously shows, you know, that pipeline of young talent coming through. And Callum Devine, the stages at Donegal Harvest Rally, great year for him. And we've touched on WRC drivers, and, you know, Callum Devine is certainly one of the real prospects out there as well.
Back to Manus, Ryan, a gentleman, very, very approachable when it came to media work, and he was always willing to speak. And
yeah, and always very interesting, yeah. And as Jermaine said, very warm, and, you know, interesting angle on things. And sometimes, you know, we can get cliches left, right and centre, but you never got that with Manus, like, you know. And it was always an honesty to it, you know. And like, he was a wonderful ambassador for Glenswilly. He was a wonderful ambassador for the rally. He was a wonderful ambassador for Donegal sport. And, you know, he always carried himself well. And like, I remember the delight when he won, like, you know. And especially too, you know, when he had, you know, he had come close before he eventually got it. And the success and the delight, you know, for himself and for Donal as well. And, you know, like, it is, you know, it feels like a bittersweet year for Donegal sport, because, you know, we've lost a great sportsman.
Yeah, great sportsman he was. And Rory, it's amazing that the impact has had, not just in Donegal, but countrywide and further afield. And when you've seen the tributes after that day and the days and the months after the accident.
Yeah, the tributes are unbelievable and still continue to come in as well. And it's, you know, it's never ending, really, when the esteem that Manus has been held in. Like, but I don't know what else to say earlier, Roisin. Where do you begin about? He was such an incredible fella, Manus, mm-hmm. and all round decent fella, and a lovely family man. And, you know, and as Dermot said, you know, had a great interest in plenty of other sports as well, and a good in-depth knowledge of them. And, you know, it was the mark of the man, like a real sportsman and a real gentleman as well.
Yeah. As we come towards the end of the year, we're thinking of Manus and his family, Bernie and the kids, and Donal and Jackie and the rest of the family, and Glenswilly. And for those that all knew Manus, it was a huge blow this year. This time last year in 2018, we broadcast a 3-in-a-row special. It was compiled to tell a compelling story and celebrate the Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett success, what it meant to them and what it meant to the people involved. Little did we know at the time of recording, 6 months on, Manus will be laid to rest whilst defending his Donegal title with number one on the car. We're going to finish our motorsports section of our sports review of the year with segments from that programme as we remember Manus Kelly.
I just dropped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while.
And then it came to the last kilometres of the 2016 Donegal International Rally. Can you maybe explain to us what it was like in the car for that stage, and then the emotions afterwards?
I say, Oisin, really, it's the proudest day and the proudest time and the seat of a rally car, because that day and that hour and those minutes, my outlook, and probably the one thing that has held me back from getting across the line with victories prior to that, was that I got the bit between my teeth. You know, I really stood up and was counted and said, this is not getting away. And if it is going to get away today, it's not going to be because I left anything behind in here. And that's the way. And I remember when we pulled on our helmets and Donald says to me, what are we doing? I said, we're going for gold, Barrett. I can still picture that run. We really drove. It was just the best run ever.
But we're out in Fannad up past Port Allen Golf Club, and whenever we got out, then Mickey Galvin, who was sitting on with Keith Cronin, came running up, and we're trying to exchange times and his finish time and our finish time. And then you realise there's a half a second. I was trying to work out, we're half a second up, we're half a second. And then we realise we're half a second up, and, you know, me and this man jumping about, you know, crying, I suppose, in the middle of nowhere. And then you've Keith and Mickey standing there, and then they have the opposite feeling, you know, it was mad. And then we drove down to.
And you didn't mention there. He came back to me. He went up and discussed the times of Mikey, and he came back to me and he says, I think we have it by half a second. I says, you go up that road, and I says, don't you come back here till you can confirm that we have it by half a second.
He said, what do you mean, think, Bart? What do you mean, think? It's either I or not.
And he went away with like a dog with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, and you started throwing bottles of champagne then around Port Salon.
Now that was to me the best feeling ever. Was going down then and.
Entire Glen Swally and Milford, I think, was at the end of the stage. And
you wouldn't want to have seen it though, Oisin, if we hadn't, if it had been the way, because there was like 100 people there waiting on us, and you know, it was just unbelievable. And he got the champagne and threw it over the hedge. It was unbelievable. Looking back, that was the most memorable.
Well, in fairness, the people who were there, I don't think they really expected us. Like, we had some margin with 12 seconds, was it, to pull back?
Nine, 9.3 were behind. And
you know, I don't think anybody would have expected us to come out victorious after that stage, and we made history and did. But the people were there to support us. Like, it was a phenomenal comeback from where we had been in a field, even come back and have got second place or whatever, even to get out of that stage, would have been great. But fair play to everybody, it was brilliant. Hey, of course, everyone, and you know, and the media and fans and, you know, rally followers and all the rest were all wondering and talking about, you know, can Manus and Donal do the three in a row? And it wasn't about the three in a row. The three in a row really didn't, we weren't focusing at all on the three in a row, and I can genuinely say that. Our focus was to get the best out of ourselves and to prepare even better than we'd ever prepared before. And we did that by getting a run in Killarney, getting to Killarney, getting 2 days under our belt, and really we were match fit going to, we were better prepared from the point of view of familiarity with the car, and you know, we'd been in the car, this was our third year in the car as well, and we just were growing and growing, and we were just wondering, you know, where is the ceiling here? You know, we wanted to go out on Friday and say we're here.
Breena was unbelievable.
Breena was like, I remember going out the road and you know, I was so up for that rally. Like,
we were so well prepared,
and I knew after Killarney, I knew I could go at this from the get go. I knew the car, knew what she was about. We knew what we were about. Team were great shape, smiling. Everybody was in good form. And I remember going out the Glen Swally Road. Now and out, I remember Donal. I'll tell you. Like, I remember looking across to him, and I said, "Get ready. We're going from the get-go." And it was lashing the rain, and that's the words I said to him. We're passing Hughie Cannon's house, I'll never forget it, and I said, get ready. It was so enjoyable.
Special moments in the car at end of rallies for you as 2 months?
Ach, that's sure. I mean, they're moments that'll live with us forever, Ross, and you know, it's been very, very special. Like, and you know, it's created a bond between myself and Donal that, you know, she couldn't make it, like, you know, and you know, no more than the team, as I spoke about earlier, you know, the bond with this, you know, you'll always look at those people every time. You know, I can picture seeing them in her 50s, you know, walking down the street and maybe waving across, but you're going to say, you know, we did it, like, we did three in a row and you were a part of that, and that's a lovely thing. Like, that's something that's going to be very hard to give up, you know. It's just been a phenomenal time.
Right along, Donegal.